Welcome to the Determined Man Podcast, where we help men become better versions of themselves and discover their life's purpose. Join us as we unlock the power of discipline and what it means to be determined. Remember, stay consistent, build the discipline, feed the motivation. Hey everyone, Zach here. Guys, welcome to episode 11 of the Determined Man Podcast. Guys, I have been behind. I owe y'all a big apology. It's been a lot more difficult than I thought to stay consistent. And I preach, stay consistent, to build that discipline, to feed that motivation. It's been very difficult with me updating these episodes. But, you know, I told myself in the beginning I wasn't going to put too much stress on myself with it. Got things that I got to do in my normal life and prioritize and things like that. But I'm here. I'm going to do an episode today, and I hope you guys get something out of it. We're kind of just rolling with it. We're going to be reviewing slash also discussing some things, and we're going to relate this to alcohol and how I am doing personally on my journey of not drinking. It's been, what, 4.5 months since I had my last drink, and we're going to review the book, This Naked Mind. Guys, so we're going to start with reviewing the book, and then I'm going to give some stories about some things I've had to deal with so far on this journey. Hopefully you're on this journey. You know, if you did the Sober January, I just know a lot of people close to me have stopped drinking, have limited their drinking. And this also might be a byproduct of me just surrounding myself with like-minded people. But guys, let's start with the book. So it's kind of hard for me to remember everything in the book because it took me way too long to read it. But we're going to go through a couple of things that I tabbed that kind of stuck out to me. But the one thing I really liked is it talks about alcohol as a habit and our conscious and our subconscious mind. And basically, it spends a lot of time talking about how our whole society marketing is pushing that we should be drinking, pushing that we should drinking. So even in our own minds, when we say we shouldn't, our subconscious mind has already made up its mind. So this is really interesting about it. Also, the thing I like about the book, it doesn't pressure you to stop drinking. It doesn't pressure you to start drinking. It doesn't pressure you for anything. The author just talks about her experiences and just puts the information out there. It's obviously, you know, she doesn't drink anymore. So there's that whole vibe to the book. But, you know, she also says, don't change what you're doing right now. Read the book, comprehend the book, critically think about the book, think about things in your life, and then make a decision. So I think that's important. It's not just asking you to do a little quick little fad thing right now because it won't be sustainable. So I really liked that, you know, she addressed the subconscious mind. I feel like that was one of the big takeaways I got from it. And then also there's a really big portion of the book talks about how alcohol is addicting. And I didn't really think about that. A lot of times you think about cigarettes are addicting, drugs obviously addicting, but a lot of alcohol, I feel like we don't really talk about it being addictive. And so it really dives down deep into that. And it kind of makes sense. And one of the points that she said, and it kind of, I think it's true. I haven't really, you know, thought about it too much more than that. But basically, whenever someone starts drinking, they will always end up drinking more later in their life. And so they say, okay, think about when you first started. Obviously, there's like, she even talks about the disclaimer of the college, you know, binge years and stuff like that. But it might start, okay, I'm just going to go have a couple of drinks on the weekend with some friends. And then it's, I need to have just one drink, one beer when I get home from work because it's a stressful day. And then that one beer turns into, I'm going to have a couple beers. And then I'm drinking a six pack every night. And she basically says it's this habit and this addictive drug or whatever you want to call it that encourages us to drink more and more and more. So it talks about all the negative side effects of all those things. But honestly, guys, the biggest part I got out of the book was the marketing and the society pressure that they put on it. On drinking and how we basically lie to ourselves with alcohol. And this is something I just wanted to kind of briefly talk about, just kind of, you know, off the cuff and just, you know, my thoughts about it. And it was interesting because I'd already kind of made up the mind to stop drinking before I read this book. So a lot of these things, I was like, okay, I can understand that. I didn't even think, like, I feel like I came to these conclusions before reading the book. But if someone is struggling with that, and I think they read the book, I think it could bring some things to light. But basically it says, you know, if you can't have fun, okay, let me back up. So I think most people, especially nowadays with technology and information, all sorts of stuff, most people know that alcohol is not good for you. She talks about a couple of those studies where they say one glass of red wine is good for your day. She kind of debunks them a little bit, talks about how they were funded. There's like one study overly cited and talks about how it was funded by an alcohol company or something like that. So obviously you just got to be careful about where those studies are. But overall, I think most people know that alcohol is not good for you. Now, I have recently studied this way more when it comes to like my fitness and your health and how much it can really impact your rest, your sleep, your muscle growth, all that stuff. So we'll get all into that in another Fitness Foundation episode. This one, we're really just reviewing the alcohol. And so we know it's bad, but why do we do it anyways? You know, and that's where it gets into this society is putting all this pressure on us, marketing, advertisement. You know, if as an adult, all we do socially is drink. Let's go grab a drink. Let's go to the bar and watch a game. Like everything we do revolves around alcohol. And so I think it's really hard for someone who doesn't want to do it. It's almost like you have to justify why you're not drinking. I told a couple of people since I'm not drinking, and it's like, why? Why? And a lot of times if you say, you know, oh, I just want to do it on my fitness, okay, they can kind of understand that. But do they always ask, oh, do you have a problem? Did you drink too much before? Well, no. So another point, too, that the book talks about, I know I'm kind of all over the place, but, you know, I wanted to just kind of talk to you about this book. You know, she said she didn't think she had a problem. And I started thinking about that and comparing her lifestyle with mine. And I don't think I had a drinking problem at all. But then she starts breaking down what classifies a problem, right? And that was one thing that an addict, you know, or an alcoholic, you know, how do you define that? We don't really have a clear like definition. If you drink a beer once a night, are you an alcoholic? Or what if you're a functionally an alcoholic? Stuff like that. So as she breaks down, did I have a drinking problem? No, I don't think so. I was just a social, casual drinker. But were there times where I overindulged? Absolutely. Were there times where I couldn't remember what I did the night before? Absolutely. Times I threw up? Yes. Times I made mistakes, driving, things like that? Yes. So then you start to look at those and you start to stack all those bad decisions and maybe I did have a problem. You know, obviously there's levels. Maybe it wasn't so bad, whereas, you know, impacting my career, my marriage or relationships yet, right? And that's where they talk about it only gets worse. And if you can't solve your problems without the alcohol, then, you know, maybe that's a problem. And that's something big. I think a lot of times we hide behind the alcohol. We use the alcohol as an excuse. And I think, you know, if we unpack this can be some simple things. And then there's some big things. And I like the simple thing of thinking of, you know, when you go to a wedding, everyone's got to get that liquid courage to go up there and dance. You got to take a drink before maybe having a speech beforehand, things like that. And the question is, why? Why do you need that? Is it because you're afraid of what people are going to think about you? Is it that you lack the confidence in yourself to be yourself and who you truly are? And I think these are interesting things. And I think those are for like small problems, you know. But then maybe we have the same issue with big problems. You know, maybe you're not performing at work. Well, I'm going to have a drink. And then you're going to blame it on the drink. But then you're going to blame it on work. Maybe you're having issues with your relationship at home. And you're going to blame it on the alcohol. You're going to drink to cover it up. It even talks, there's a chapter in there that talks about, you know, sex and bar and getting girls or whatever. I mean, obviously, you know, by drinking and stuff like that. And is that true or is that not? So it talks about all those things. And I think it really just lies to us. It really, if you think about it logically and critically, there's nothing good about alcohol. Our culture has just said it is. And it's the only drug that you have to justify to people why you're not taking. You would never say, oh, guys, I'm cutting back on the heroin today. And people are like, oh, why? What? Really? You want to go get some? Like, you know, we all know it's bad. But for some reason, we do it anyways. And it talks a lot about the first time you tasted alcohol, you didn't like it most of the time, right? And, you know, it's an acquired taste. Well, it's an acquired taste because it's bad. You know, you don't like it. You're lying to yourself and telling yourself you want to drink it. And they put a whole bunch of sweeteners and sugar and all this other stuff to cover up how bad of a taste it is. So as I started thinking about that when I read the book, you know, it really stuck to me about, am I confident in myself? And am I resolved to do what I say I'm going to do? You know, that's what we talk about, being determined. So I said, I'm not going to drink. And, you know, it's interesting because I gave up fast food last year. I haven't had fast food in over a year, almost a year and a half. Haven't had soda since January of 2023. I don't even have the desire to drink soda anymore, the desire to have fast food. And honestly, people have asked me, oh, you only going to not drink for the year and then start drinking again? And I've told people, well, I'm going to make that decision up when I get there. But the more I get closer to that, and after reading this book, the more I think, why should I start it back up again? After a year, am I really going to want to? You know, I've had multiple parties and events, and I love not being hungover the next day. It is the best. I've even, like, and it's crazy because I have this goal. Like, so the thing is, I think the not drinking is helpful right now, and it's easy in the sense for me because I have a long-term goal with fitness right now, and those two things are parallel and aligned. Like, one directly impacts the other. So if I drink and have a crazy good time, that's going to affect my fitness goal. And I am super focused on that fitness goal, right? That's what I really want to do. And this could be in anything. This could be in your career. This could be in your relationship. If you're really focused on something, you really want to do it, then, and you realize that alcohol is in the way, I think we have to ask ourselves, you know, do we need to keep drinking or not? And so I think for me, I look at it, I don't know if I'm going to want to start again because what's the benefit? Why would I? I've now gone, you know, 4 months. I'm going to go a whole year, not drink. I've done multiple parties. I've done multiple events. I just did a really big golf trip, all without drinking. Had a great time. I have a very outgoing personality naturally, so I don't think that's going to affect me in that sense at all. And I think my fitness overall is getting better too. And these things are all correlating at the same time. I haven't made a lot of dumb decisions. I seem more focused at work and on top of my stuff. My relationships are all good. So I think if you find a goal and you're confident in yourself, you realize that alcohol doesn't do anything, just get in the way. And I think because I'm focused on fitness and I'm getting in great shape and I'm going towards that goal, I'm becoming more confident because that has its whole confidence as well. As you get in shape, you get fit, right? There's confidence there. Look good, feel good kind of thing. And I'm more confident in my resolve to not drink. And so definitely recommend the book. Go out there and get it, grab it. Read it. Tell me what you think. If you were on the, you know, dry January and now you're off the wagon again, there's nothing saying you can't get back on. There's nothing wrong with messing it up. And let's be honest, I don't judge those who drink. Okay. Like, that's the thing interesting about the book too. They get talks about that, but how you interact with those that do drink. I'm not going to cut these people off. Like, it's a huge societal norm, and I am the one that's not normal right now. So I can't expect everyone to cave to my whims and all this other stuff. So I understand where I roll in it. And I honestly, I've been drinking a lot of non-alcoholic beers, and a lot of people, okay, I mean, we're going to go deep in this one, right? The question then becomes, why am I drinking the non-alcoholic beers? Okay. Part of me is like, okay, well, society wise, I want to just kind of, you know, quote unquote, fit in. I'm going to go to the bar. I'm going to have a non-alcoholic. And then people ask, well, why are you drinking the non-alcoholic? Just have a water. Are you ashamed? Are you embarrassed? Are you not confident? And I'm like, dang, they throwing that right back at me. So that's valid, right? But I will tell you, this is the Scout's Honor's truth, okay? That drinking water and only water, and sometimes some of these like sparkling waters, it gets old. When you have no soda, you don't be drinking no tea, you don't be drinking all this other stuff. Like, it's nice sometimes to have a different flavor beverage. And so I actually never liked the taste of alcohol before. Like I was saying, it doesn't taste good. I actually have been trying a couple different non-alcoholic beers for the different tastes and seeing which one I like. Obviously, every time I drink these, I understand this is like a compromise in my fitness journey because these are empty calories. But I only do it when I'm out socially. And I just think it eases the tension. It makes it less awkward. Not that I'm afraid to say what I want to say, but I have a tendency, I know myself, I have a tendency to want to over-explain and try to not argue with people, but try to have a healthy debate. And there is a time and place for those kind of debates, right? You don't want to ruin a social atmosphere with a debate about anything, you know, politics, religion, drinking, not drinking, right? These are things that can kind of get interesting. So that's why I haven't done it. But I just want to talk about a couple things. So I did my golf trip with some my old neighbor, and he was the only one I knew, and I met the other like five guys there in person. And I went to LA first and visited my aunt and met another friend, and then went to Vegas, and then from Vegas went to Utah, and then we spent one night in Vegas on the way back. And I did not drink the whole time, made it through, played decent golf, and that was my first real test at not drinking, and I crushed it. Again, like I said, it's of non-alcoholics, but the most interesting thing was that people were super interested in how I'm not drinking and why I'm not drinking. And the crazy thing is I didn't put the pressure on them at all. It's just when we went to the store to buy a bunch of beer and booze and stuff, I bought a couple non-alcoholic beers, and even my neighbor didn't know. And he was like, what? And I was like, yeah, I'm not drinking. And of course the immediate response is boo, lame. You know what I mean? And then as the weekend went on, a couple guys are asking me, well, why are you not drinking, you know, this and that? I kind of explain my reasons. And then every single one, without me pressuring them, like they would bring it up, they're running the conversation. Every single one was like, you know, I need to cut back. Well, I'm doing a little bit of less drinking. They started justifying to themselves why they're drinking, and they know that they're drinking too much and the drinking's bad without me saying anything. It's crazy. And obviously I probably never noticed this before, but I noticed it now. People saying, oh, well, I'm only going to drink on the weekends, or I'm just having one a night, or, you know, I really need to start focusing on that because I do these binges and stuff like that. And I think it's because, like I said, people know it's bad for you. But the problem is it's easier. You've heard the saying, like a drowning man will always pull like the other one down, or whatever the saying is. I feel like it's the same with alcohol. People know it's bad. They just can't figure out how to get out of that rut. And if they see someone rising above it, instead of congratulating them and saying, that's awesome, great job, they would rather bring them down to their level to make it seem like it's okay what they're doing. But the minute like they don't, and they see that someone is elevating their life and doing better and greater things, they now realize they're not doing those things. And that is a hard thing to swallow for them, right? And I think it was very interesting. There's a lot of people that just have like, you know, hobbies and that sort of drinking, like drinking buddies and stuff like that. And it talks about the difference between friends and drinking buddies. And I've thought about that a lot. You know, how many true friends do you have? How many guys can you call at 3 a.m.? How many guys can you call at 6 p.m.? And how many guys can you call at noon? You know, so I think that's something very interesting. But I just found that very unique and interesting that they asked me and basically kind of justified themselves. And also, I will say, when I went back to Vegas, I'm a big gambler, love to gamble, love Vegas. Vegas was lame. And I don't know if it's because I'm not drinking, because I'm used to, like, I used to go to the casino, I'd have those drinks rolling before the next one finished. The server come around, I'd be like, can I get a drink, rum and coke, you know, and she'd bring it over, I drink it, and then I'd order another one, and she'd come back with that one, and I would already be ordering another one. So it was like endless cycle. Might as well get my money's worth at the casino, right? And I had a great time at the table, yelling, screaming, yeah, you know, big energy. And when you're not drinking, you don't get all stupid like that. You still have a great time, but it just wasn't the same. You know, and it did not dull my senses, which is what alcohol does. Alcohol dulls your senses. It basically takes away your fight or flight mechanism, takes away your reasoning skills. So you think you're brave. You think you're going out on that dance floor and dancing. You think you can gamble and it's okay. But when you're not, you're like, man, this is a bad decision. Or, hey, this is a good decision. And then when you do finally get on the dance floor and you're sober, you know deep down that you had the confidence to overcome that. You became determined to do that. You didn't need the aid of something else to hide, you know, how you felt. So thought that was good. Thought that was interesting. I think it was very cool, I guess, to say, reflective that, you know, it seemed like people drank less and asked a lot of questions on why I didn't drink and really enjoyed it. So, you know, that was an example recently that came up. And I think, you know, that I noticed from this book, from my personal experience. I also went out with a couple of the guys at work the other day. And it was the first time I was in a bar at like 11 p.m. and it was karaoke. I love karaoke. I still got up there. I crushed it. I can't remember what I sang. I have a video of it. But crushed some karaoke. I was stone cold sober. But you know what I realized? I still had fun. But I look around and everyone be acting a fool. And I'm like, man, karaoke is not as entertaining, or maybe it is entertaining in a way, a different way, when you're not drinking. And I just realized it's not as fulfilling. So I think when you are focused on a goal, like I'm saying, and my goal is fitness, I like getting up on Saturday and working out now, I like being productive on Sundays. I got up early today. Today's a Sunday I'm recording this. Got up, I actually went to work on a Sunday, did some work, mowed the grass, did a lot of productive things. I had a poker night on Friday. I host a poker night once a month. And again, I used to get trashed, lose a lot of money. Been sober the last three, four of them that I've done. And I'm up early the next day, cleaning the house, doing stuff, like went to the gym. I'm not hungover. I feel great. It's like, now, obviously, I kind of feel hungover sometimes in the sense of lack of sleep, which again, we'll talk about in another episode, how important sleep is. But my recoverability rate is like ridiculous without drinking. And I think I'm just now starting to scratch the surface. It's been 4 months. Last year I did, you know, what, 3.5 months and then I drank. So this one's, you know, I'm already one more month further and it's just getting easier. I'm just getting stronger, just getting better. It's all good things. I encourage you to look into it, read the book, make your own decision. Again, I'm not knocking you if you do drink, you know, but just think about it. Just think critically. It's like no different than if you tell yourself, I need to get in shape, and you're lying to yourself if you're not in shape, right? And that's okay. That's why I think we have a community. You know, that's why one of the reasons I wanted to start the podcast, The Determined Man, to help others, you know, find their purpose in life, become the next better version of themselves. And sometimes you got to keep it 100 with them, you know? And I wanted to talk about that. If people ask me, I will tell you what I think about it. But again, I have friends who are better than themselves, getting in great shape, and they still drink some from time to time, and that's okay. So everything in moderation, right? Everything's a balance in life, and that's everything. Fitness, goals, whatever. You can't neglect, you know, your family and your loved ones just to focus on your fitness or whatever your goals are, right? So everything in moderation, we understand that. But yeah, guys, I think, you know, definitely hit me up in comments. Follow me on, you know, Facebook, all the social media, Instagram. And, you know, yeah, good luck on your journey if you're going to get back on it. Good luck if you're still on that journey. And if you have a little couple slip-ups, I know my dad, he said he was going to go a whole year with me. He had 2 beers. He broke down, but he's back on track now. So shout out to my father. And yeah, guys, just remember, even though I have not been consistent with posting, I apologize for that. Be consistent in things that really matter. And I'm not saying this podcast doesn't matter, but for me, you know, me not drinking, my fitness, I have to prioritize that. And so I've been consistent with that. So I ask you guys to be consistent on that. And hope this helps you guys. Check out the book, This Naked Mind. And yeah, stay consistent, build the discipline, feed the motivation. And I'll talk to you guys later. Deuces.